This next guided imagery process can help you view any issues or problems that are stimulating your sense of stress or anxiety and help you explore possible solutions. After taking some time to relax and go to your safe, centered place, I'll invite you to imagine a figure that is both wise and kind and knows you well. This figure, which we often call your inner advisor, may come in any form, and it can help you connect with the wisdom and compassion that is within you. Viewing anxiety-producing situations from this perspective of wisdom and kindness can help you find solutions that really work for you. Let the process be an exploration and notice what happens. So now let's begin. Begin by paying attention to your breathing. Just noticing that on the in-breath, you're bringing in new energy, vitality, and oxygen that flows to all parts of your being, especially any place that needs some special attention. And let every exhalation, every out-breath, be a real letting go kind of a breath, a release. And let yourself make a small movement to signal the shift you're about to make into deep relaxation, like briefly lifting a finger, or rolling your eyes up in your head and taking an especially deep breath. And then let your eyes become comfortable again and begin to relax more deeply. In the future, when you make this movement, it can be a signal to your body and mind that you're about to shift into a state of deep relaxation. And as you practice, you'll find it easier and easier to move into that deep relaxed state of comfort and ease. And as your attention shifts from the outer world to the inner world, invite your body, your mind, your feelings, and your spirit to just release any tension they may not need to hold on to right now. And you don't even have to know what you need to hold on to and what you can let go of. Simply invite the body, or the parts of your body, to release what they don't need to hold on to right now, and notice what happens. You'll probably notice that some parts of your body release easily, and others take a little more time. And that's perfectly okay. Just invite the parts of your body to release, and notice how they respond, and let whatever they do be all right for now. Don't worry at all about how quickly or deeply any part of you is relaxing, or how quickly any part of you relaxes. Just invite and allow the relaxation to happen, and notice how each part of the body responds. As you focus on different parts of your body, notice that you may feel things in them that you didn't notice when your attention was elsewhere. And of course, that's to be expected. And notice that there is feeling, awareness, and responsiveness in the different parts of your body. You might even experience it or think of it as intelligence. So notice this intelligence and awareness in one of your feet, and notice any tension or sensations that may be there. And notice what happens when you invite that foot to release any tension it doesn't need. Simply inviting the foot to begin to relax more deeply and comfortably, noticing how it responds, letting however it responds be perfectly all right for now. And then notice the intelligence in the other foot. And in the same way, invite it to release any tension it doesn't need to hold on to. And allow both your feet to continue to relax in their own way. and then your ankles. Silently inviting your feet and ankles to become soft and at ease. And then noticing the intelligence in your legs, releasing your legs, inviting your legs to soften and relax in their own way. Without having to make any effort at all, just inviting and allowing, softening and releasing, and letting that be a very comfortable and very pleasant experience. And you can relax even more deeply and comfortably if you want to, by continuing to notice the intelligence in different parts of your body and inviting each part to soften and relax in the same way, simply noticing how each part responds, and knowing that you're in control of your relaxation and only relax as deeply as is comfortable for you. I want to remind you that if you ever need to return your awareness to the outer world, you can do that by simply opening your eyes and looking around, coming fully alert and aware of what's going on around you. And if you need to respond to anything there, you can do that too. And knowing that you can do that if you need to, you can simply relax once more, return your attention to the inner world of your imagination. Inviting the intelligence of your low back, your pelvis, and your hips to release and relax. And the intelligence of your abdomen and midsection. And your chest and rib cage. Inviting the whole trunk of your body to soften and relax, easily and naturally, without effort or struggle, just letting go, but staying aware as you do. Inviting the intelligence between and across your shoulder blades, and across your neck and shoulders. Inviting the intelligence in your arms and elbows to relax, and your forearms, all the way down through your wrists and hands, all the way down to the palms of your hands, the tips of your fingers and thumbs. Becoming aware of the intelligence in your face and jaw muscles, and inviting them to relax and let go, to become soft and at ease. You may notice that your upper and lower teeth may want to drift apart a little bit as they relax, and that's perfectly all right. Becoming aware of your scalp and forehead, inviting them to be soft and at ease. And the little muscles around your eyes softening, relaxing, releasing. And even your tongue can release and be at ease. And when you're ready, invite an image to appear that represents the wisdom and creativity within you. Simply invite an image for this inner advisor and accept the image that comes for now. It may be a figure that's new to you or a familiar figure, and either one is just fine, as long as you feel comfortable with the image. It may come in just about any form, a person you've known or someone new, another sort of living creature, a religious figure, even a cartoon or movie character. It may come as a presence or a light or simply a feeling in your body. Just allow yourself to become aware of how you imagine this inner wisdom figure, and take a few moments to carefully observe the image. It's important to notice whether you feel comfortable in the presence of this figure. Notice whether the image seems kind and caring. And notice, too, if it seems to have wisdom. Take some time to really check it out. If for any reason you don't feel a sense of caring and safety with this image, send it away and imagine instead that you are there with an image that is friendly, helpful, and caring as well as wise. A figure you do feel comfortable and safe with. Imagine that you can communicate with this figure and ask it its name. And imagine that it can respond to you in a way that you can easily understand. And accept whatever name comes back to you, as you would from anybody else. Your inner advisor may speak directly to you or communicate with you in some other way. You may just directly understand what it's communicating, or it may show you something in response to your questions. Thank your inner advisor for coming. And when you're ready, let your inner advisor know what it is you'd like some help with, and allow it to respond to you. And allow yourself to be receptive to what it has to communicate to you today. Pay careful attention to any guidance or advice that comes from your advisor. And pay careful attention to what it has to communicate to you, as you would from a wise and respected teacher. Feel free to discuss any other questions you may have about relieving or reducing anxiety with your inner advisor, letting it respond to you each time. Again, listening carefully to its responses. Take some time to have this conversation. If you haven't already, ask your advisor if there's anything specific it would advise you to do to best support your ability to live with less anxiety. Again, paying careful attention to its responses. When you feel you've learned all you can learn for now, you can prepare yourself to bring back what you've learned to the outer world. Remember, you can continue to communicate with your inner advisor at any time by simply returning to your safe inner place and inviting your inner advisor to come into your awareness, discussing the issues and questions you have, or asking for help with any anxiety that might come up. Always paying careful attention to how it responds to your questions and what it has to share with you. When you bring any advice you've received back to your outer world, you can consider it again and make whatever decisions are right for you. You'll decide whether or not to act on any of this advice, or to come back and continue the creative conversation with your inner advisor until you find solutions that really work well for you. When it seems right to you, thank your inner advisor for coming to be with you today. And then take a few moments to review what has happened in this experience. Notice especially anything that you want to make sure to bring back with you when you return your attention to the outer world, whether it's an action you want to take or a feeling you have within you. What did you receive or learn from your inner advisor today? Is there anything in particular that you've learned that you want to make sure to bring back with you when you return your attention to the outer world? And when you know what you want to bring back, take your leave from your inner advisor for now, in whatever way seems appropriate to you, remembering that you can come back to this inner place anytime you want to rest, relax, or ask for more help from your inner advisor. And to return to the outer world for now, simply look around your special place once more and let yourself feel any appreciation you may have for having such a place inside and being able to use your mind in this way to help your body relax, your mind relax, and to find solutions to issues and problems that are important to you. And knowing that, you can return here at any time of your choosing. Prepare to leave for now. Prepare to return your attention to the outer world, bringing back with you anything you want to bring back. Whether it's something you realized about yourself, a solution to an issue or problem that's been bothering you, or simply a feeling of deep relaxation and comfort, knowing that you have a source of wisdom and caring deep within you. And to return to the outer world, let all the images fade and return to where they came from. And begin to pay attention to the space around you, the sounds coming from the outer world, the room or the place that you're in. Beginning to feel your body once more, gently stretching or wiggling your fingers and toes. And as you return to the outer world, letting your body return with a more relaxed and deeply refreshed feeling, your mind clear and refreshed, your senses sharp and clear, bringing back whatever's important or interesting from this experience. You may feel like you're awakening from a deeply refreshing rest. And when you're all the way back, letting your eyes open, looking around, coming all the way awake and alert, bringing back whatever you choose to bring back. And when you're all the way back to the outer world, take some time to make some notes or sketch something for yourself about this experience. Use this writing or drawing time to let your experience continue to unfold, to record what happened, including your thoughts, your feelings, and your responses to your conversation with your inner advisor. Let yourself include any new questions that come to mind, as well as insights that you will act on to better support your ability to deal with whatever life may bring you. And know that you have this source of wisdom and caring deep within you, and you can return there at any time to continue this conversation.